Today I'm going to be going through the Beatitudes the best I can, but I just thought it'd be nice to get Stephen to read these scriptures. We haven't seen his face on live, so go, Stephen.
Okay, Matthew 5, 1 to 10, the Beatitudes. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
Thank you, Stephen. So I just, I ponder each for a message, and the Lord just said that he really wants to raise his standards. I just feel joy coming up, but I hope I get through this. I feel this bubbling up, I feel the Lord's laughing because we're going to break through with the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are. But, he wants to raise our standards and for the church to come into holiness. And as I was just, thinking about that, I'm going, wow, the Beatitude says it all of the way to live. And I just pray that I may bring it through what God showed me as I was going through the Beatitudes. I remember a place in Israel, and I don't know where it was. Do you know? We were in this park place, and right along the path, it had the Beatitudes, and they were all in blocks with it written on each. And it was amazing, just walk through, to go through a country and you see the Beatitudes written out on each block. And the one that I loved was, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And I sat there, and I sat on the block, and I sat on the Word of God, because they were quite sturdy. But they were long blocks. And I sat there, and I prayed the prayer. I said, "Your Word, let it come through. Let me be one of a clean heart, that I may see you, God." And it was, do you remember that, Helen? Yeah, walking through, it was a beautiful place, wasn't it? Oh, you don't remember seeing it? I did, it just blessed me. But the Beatitudes were just all written out there. And, so I've written them down. Blessed are, where do we start? Yeah, in verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." And, poor in spirit signifies to be humble. And I find it's really hard to be humble. Husbands and wives find it very hard to be humble with each other, don't they? Do you find that sometimes, to humble yourself when you know you're wrong? I have a terrible, I'm a backseat driver. And often say, "Clyde, put your indicator on, turn around here, go over the side." And yesterday I really tried to humble myself and not say anything. But there's ways to humble yourself that you're not always right. Is that true? So signifies to be humble. Humility is to understand that all your blessings come from God. Isn't that amazing? Every blessing comes from God. And also to be satisfied with what you have. We are blessed people. This country, we are blessed. And, even though we're breaking through, with the things that are happening in the atmosphere, I had a pastor message me yesterday from Australia, and he said, "Your Prime Minister does not have Christian principles at all. What is the next one of the National Party?" And I said, "He's a good man." So, but we are to be blessed with everything, but to humble ourselves. And, humility brings openness and inner peace, enabling us to do the will of God. Clive went into inner peace because I wasn't telling him what to do all the way to Hamilton. Did you notice I was quieter, Clive? These men, they put their indicator right just at the last moment. I'm prepared and I'm turning the corner and I have a click, 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 you know, but I humbled myself. And I feel mourniness, but this we've got to, and when we humble ourselves, it does enable us to do the will of the Father. And that's what God says. If we know it all, how can he teach us? How can he speak to us? How can the word of God come into us? We have to humble ourselves before God. And he will, wow, give us peace. Don't we need peace? Yeah. Now the second beatitude, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know, I love this. This is Jesus seeing the multitudes. He went up to the mountain, seated his disciples, came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught these things. Isn't it powerful? So I'm going to be like Jesus. I've never really dwelt on them or thought of them, except when I was in Israel and sat on that one, and to be a pure heart, that was the one I said, God, that's what I want. But, you know, blessed are, sometimes it's good to mourn for ourselves and for our sins. Sometimes you just realize the sin in your life, and sometimes I do, I just weep and repent. And God said that is a good thing to do. Blessed are those who mourn. But also mourning implies to love for people and for people in our lives to be comforted by the Father. I loved it with the John Wimber conferences, and we'd get into worship and I was so broken, so broken. But just the worship, so, you know, even today, worship just can heal your brokenness. And, you know, I was hurting, I was mourning, I was just in such a place. This was when my second marriage was, it was before, but there was trouble in it. But I was able to mourn and to cry and allow God to heal my brokenness. And, you know, and it was like people came and they comforted me. They mourned with me. They felt my pain. Because when we minister with Jesus' love, we empathize in such a way that we feel what they're going through, to really truly mourn. And I think it's a privilege, you know, to be able to, you know, when someone loses a loved one, you know, many times, you know, I've done a few funerals, is to go into the house and just love on them and to mourn with them and to cry with them, you know, just to be there with them. And this is what the Lord's saying here, you know, blessed, wow, for blessed are those who mourn. And I do find that. And allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you onto other people. You know, it's amazing how God uses you, and you pick up exactly where they're at. And sometimes people don't even tell you where they're at. And God just comes and he says, they are mourning for this one or for that one. And, you know, and it's just lovely to speak into their lives, to help them to get past, to walk with them. But this is what God said. We are blessed when we do this. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. To be meek is again to walk in true humility. You know, it's get rid of everything of self. Important, every self-importance, every ego. You know, I used to write back when I was walking in deliverance, and I had a bit of an ego because, you know, I just hit it and other people weren't hitting the spirit. You know, you just get built up and then God can't use you with an ego or self-importance. And I believe God at this time is dealing with this. As we've been in lockdown, God has been dealing with a lot of things in our lives. I know he has with me. And it's like, God, I just want to be so meek and mild. Yes. You know, a true submission, just absolutely submitted to the will of the Father. Just say, Father, well, can't you feel that? Well, submit to Him, to be meek. Get on your knees and pray. Is there any wicked way in me? That's true meekness, is to get before the Father and just say, is there any wicked way in me? Wow. So true. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. And, you know, I just feel totally going after God, walking in His ways, hungry for His presence. I remember Jill Austin. Are you hungry for His presence? Are you really, really hungry for His presence? You know, and that's what God is saying. Are you hungry? Are you thirsting? Do you want to drink from the well? You know, an everlasting well that rises up. It's to thirst after righteousness. It's to be hungry for His presence. We are blessed. We are filled to overflowing if we can receive that into our spirit. You know, and we always need to treat people fairly and with such love. You know, never pulling them down, not gossiping, not judging, but loving people. You know, when we thirst after hunger and thirst after righteousness, we become like Him. We do become like Him. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be called. They will be shown mercy. We forgive those that hurt us and have been so unkind. Merciful means to look for ways to show kindness to others. You know, and to forgiveness releases the emotion and pain, then bless them. I'm just also finding that God is just allowing me to forgive even little things of people that what they've said over me. You know, like sometimes you get knifed and it's pretty difficult to forgive. But when you forgive, it's like ripping up everything and saying, they don't owe me anything, but I want to bless them. And I want to walk in that forgiveness. Wow, this is what God is saying today. God wants a church. He wants a new standard. And I feel the Beatitudes are ones where as we walk in that, as Jesus was teaching, you know, on the mountain, just see Him speaking, telling the disciples, this is the way to live. This is the standards that I'm calling you to be. Wow, I'd love to have been there. I would have snuggled up to Him as close as I could. Snuggled up to Him. You know, and I always know that God always vindicates you. I was in a church where I was really hurt some more. And they continue to criticize and pull me down. And yet I have been vindicated. Sometimes I don't even know why people react the way they do towards you, but we do not need to know. It's usually because they're insecure or they're jealous or they're in judgment. But God says, be merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You imagine that, walking in such mercy. I know that if you read these, you could get more out of it. I was just saying, God, what does this mean? You know, and I know there's more in it. And I think if we all read the Beatitudes this week, really, you know, live that, because God said, I'm setting a standard which is so much higher. And, you know, the Beatitudes are just so powerful. Wow, my favorite. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Wow. Just get your head around that one. Woo. A pure heart means to be free of all selfish purposes and self-seeking motives. You know, it's hard when you're working with people that have got selfish motives and haven't, you know, and just push you out of the road. And, you know, we've all been there, haven't we? We've walked in the meekness of God, but then these bolchy ones just push you out. But God is saying to keep being with pure of heart. You know, Jesus was such an example, wasn't he? I love the cross. He sacrificed his own life. That was the purest. He was the purest man that walked the earth. And God is saying, that is how I want you to live. With a pure motive in everything we do and say. You know, it's see the good in people. Encourage people with a pure heart. Be truthful, be honest. But God is saying, we shall see God. And people say, I've never seen God. But I know that if we live like Jesus did, with a pure heart, we will become like him. It's just, I always think of the scripture also, is that Enoch knew God. Oh, I feel the anointing. He knew God so much that God took him. That is a pure, pure heart. He just knew God. God, they knew each other so well. There was such pureness and holiness and beautifulness. And a pure heart, you don't want to watch anything that's not of God. You don't want to say anything that's not of God. You don't want to be, you know, in judgment or gossip or whatever. But a pure heart, I believe this is the one. I sat on there for about 10 minutes on that block. It was just, and the anointing just came on me, and I just prayed it. I just prayed it. God, give me a pure heart. You know, it's like when we get to heaven, God says your heart was pure. That would be the most amazing thing. It's just amazing. It's amazing beatitude, that one. I don't know. We've all got our favorites. But that's what God is calling us, is to purity and holiness. To have a standard that is of that. You know, and God is saying in this hour and time, there has to be such a unity in the Spirit like never before. We can't come against one another. You know, the churches, even what's happening now in New Zealand, the churches are starting to rise and get together. You know, there's more unity, and I believe God is doing something. Wow. That he's rising the churches into unity and oneness in the Spirit with a pure heart, because they have one thing, is to lead people to Jesus. There's something happening, even though it's dark. There's something happening in the glory. We're above the darkness. Wow. We are above. We're seated with him in heavenly places. You know, sometimes I'd get up and I'd go, oh, lockdown again. And God said, no, says Clive. No, says Trish. We're to rise above it. Well, there's one thing I love about my husband. He's always positive. And I go, oh, God, give me a break sometimes. And he's in his heavenly language, Jesus, Jesus. And I go, oh, Lord, give me that pure heart. I share anything with them. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just let them go. Just, you know, I just want to share, Clive. Oh, just give them to Jesus. Just give them to Jesus. This is the next beatitude, is Clive. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. You know, I love it. We live godly lives and walk in holiness and bring peace, God's peace, to the world. Isn't that wonderful? We imitate Jesus so much. Wow, just go there. Wow. We imitate him. His peace, perfect peace. Turmoil, nothing. Oh, I feel joy. Oh. Oh, joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? But it, oh, I love you, everybody that's watching. We've got our own little going here. You know, but peacemakers are beautiful people to be around. Barbara's laughing at that one. But, you know, you come to people that are just so with God and so in holiness and so in purity, and it's like, I love being in this atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. And the last one, this is the biggie. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For when you are persecuted for Jesus' sake, and all kinds of evil against you, falsely accused, mocked, jeered at for your walk with Jesus, God says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, eternally blessed in the kingdom of heaven. You know, to be persecuted, we don't know what we are coming into. That's just the light of the glory, don't worry. Our light's going off and on. It's just the angels there. It's just like the heavenly host. Where was I? But it's like to be persecuted. You know, our families persecute us. I mean, I've got, they do. They mock you. They laugh. I've always told you about my mother. You know, these are the Bible bashers. These twins are. These are the dippers. We were always laughed at. And even, do you want to turn that off, Barbara? But we were always laughed at. But, you know, we used to do the dishes and we'd be singing, you know, things are different now, something happened to me. And Mum would say, well, I wish he'd hurry up and do something different with you. And, you know, and we'd be singing away, or we'd be, oh, we will gather at the river. And Mum would say, oh, would you go and gather at the river? And then there was another one she said, being lifted up. And then she said, well, you two would need cranes. And, you know, we used to get peace. We did everything we did with my mother. Love lifted me, that's right. We used to sing, love lifted me. And Mum would go, oh, for goodness sake, how would they lift you? You know, you need cranes. And we were, and I wasn't big, but it was like, I was jeered. So I believe my God used Mum to make me strong. You know, my God is so big, so strong and so mighty. I really do use, because she persecuted us all the time. And we overcame. And God, and I actually think she was proud of us, to be honest. But, you know, we have our family, our children, you know, there's some here that have got husbands that aren't walking with the Lord. It is difficult. But do you know what? You will be eternally blessed in heaven. The joy of the Lord is my strength, says Helen. Amen. But, you know, think of the Christians in China. They go underground, but they still get caught and they're put in jail. They're whipped and everything for their faith. We haven't been there, but you can feel the Antichrist spirit coming into New Zealand. You know, the police can come in at any time to see what you're doing. You know, if we've got more, especially with this number counting. But, you know, it's like, To be persecuted, just count it a joy, because you're going to be more and more, but God's going to shine. But eternal, it's eternal. So we are in a time now to raise up our standards and shine with glory and holiness. So I would want you all to read the Beatitudes. I know there's far more in it. You can dig deeper, but that's what God just showed me, and I just wrote down what I got last night. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just want to pray today. Lord, we know that you are rising up a standard in the church. And Father, the Beatitudes, when you listen to them, that's the way we're to walk. To be walking in meekness and to love you with all our hearts, to walk in righteousness, to be pure. Father, we just pray that, Lord, your presence will fall upon every home that is watching today. And Father, as they read through the Beatitudes again, I pray that it'll come alive. I just feel in the spirit that it's a time to really take on the Beatitudes. I don't know why, but God is saying, just get it in your spirit and read it and just let devour it and walk the way that God, Jesus, was sharing to the disciples, that we may be peacemakers, that we may be pure in heart, that we will be poor in spirit. We will mourn for the hurting. We will be meek, for we will inherit the land. We will be merciful. Hallelujah.